So again, so the Elohim Shimon, Havor Havor Gom, we learned that the Zereshava Havor Havor, it says the word Havor by Maise Beima, it says Havor by Bechor, therefore just like Bechor is Kodesh even though it's Mechus Hazman, the same thing of Eros is Kodesh even though a Maise Beima Kodak Kedusha even though it's Mechus Hazman. Now the Gemara says, Heichi Dami Tinuf, what is this case Tinuf? What does Tinuf mean that we had before, that's a Simon Vlad and their partners from Bechor? Oma Ravo Kidi Amri, right, they say Reusa Ditzosa. Again, so he says Kidi Amri Reusa Ditzosa, like the shepherds of Susa say, they say Otze Chiyusa. Need to say the womb closes up. Since it closes up, it like meshes the embryo, and therefore that makes a miscarriage. So that's the tinnif over here, that the womb closes up, and that like crushes the embryo. Rashi says Netzer Rachma v'Nimo Kuba. Shmuel Amashmuel says V'Uva D'Dam. No, some blood comes out. Rashi Poletes Ababoyish Adam. Ababoyish like blisters of blood comes out. So that's the Tinuf. And the Sorach Laros the Chochem. You have to show this dam to the Chochem. Rashi says later to know Imumuroya. If that really was a Vlad, to say that it patas min Abchayra. So the Gemara says, Chochem mino yoda, how would a Chochem stam as I know? Or my father says, it means Reya Chochem. You have to show it to a Chochem that's a Reya, that's a shepherd, that he knows about the Hamas. So he'll be able to tell whether this dam was really a sim and there was a Vlad there or no. Omer Rav Chizda, Harayomu, we learned the Gemara in Nida, that Yitzirus ha Vlad v'isha boim yoim. Takes 40 days when Isha is pregnant for the kid to be formed. Now, if you mean that the kid comes out afterwards, she has Tumas Leda. If the kid comes out before 40 days, there's no Tumas Leda. It takes 40 days for the Vlad to be formed, to give it a shame Vlad. So the question is, Boy Rav Chizda, Behema Bekama, how long does the Behema have to be pregnant? Also to say that when it comes out now, it's called like an Uber. That's called the Vlad, Mageta Pata from Bechor. So, Malay Rapopla Bata was about to buy the Hu Alav Haino de Ziri. Isn't this a Ziri's halacha that we learned before? The Yom Azir the Ziri says, Ain Tinuf Pachos Mishleishim Yom. That Tinuf is not less than 30 days. So, here you see, it takes a Vlad, it takes 30 days to be formed. Someone says, no, maybe that halacha was a Hu de Lekabil. Means to say, once the Behema had Tinuf, had a miscarriage like, it did not let a Zachor, a male, come upon it. So I become pregnant again for 30 days. That's what the 30-day period was. Before the Negeta, once she become pregnant again, that we have to wait at least 30 days. But it could be how long when she first becomes pregnant for the embryo, to have a shem embryo, by Behema, maybe it's less than 30 days. So therefore, there's no proof. It may run like this. We find a loch if you buy it off a guy, like our Mishnah talks about, if you buy a Behema off a guy, what's loch about the Bechor? But me Yisrael my, what's going to the loch if one Jew buys the Behemoth of another Jew? Does he have to give the Bechor not to the Kain? Some of our rabbis like this. Bechor Vada, you should know if you bought it off a Jew, then the first time he gives birth to the first Zohar, if it's the first one is Zohar, it has to do his Bechor, it's Bechor Vada. Why? Because the Ami said the Bechor would have been true that the poor already gave birth already once. The Jew for sure would have told you this. Like it's a shvach, he would have told you, Shino, it already had a kid. So merely Shino, even the first kid you can have, then you'll be able to keep for yourself. But since the Jew didn't speak it out, for sure the parah did not give birth yet, and therefore the first one you have, if it's a zachor, it's a vadai bechor. But Shmuel Amish Shmuel says no bechor safik. It's only a safik. Bechor safik. Savri holds what Lishchita Kabbalah could be the owner thought he's selling it to you to Shechtis. Therefore, my enough community whether they gave birth or not, therefore, he doesn't have to speak it out. Therefore, it's a suffix whether they gave birth or not. Therefore, the first one's a suffix before. Rabbi Yechon Namar, Chulin Vada. Rabbi Yechon says, no, it's Vada Chulin. My time, what's the reason? Emitzad Lagicha, which Shuba didn't have a Bechor yet, Kivon di Kisura, since it would have been a Ger to an Issa. That the Yisrael that's selling the animal, he knows that his animal didn't give birth yet, so it's negated to tell the buyer that your first kid you're going to have is going to be a Zohar, it's going to have Kedushas Bechor, there's an Issur involved. So since there's an Issur involved, or do you have a Moedle, for sure he would have notified you. And since he didn't notify you, then for sure the Pshat is that already had a kid already, and therefore the first one you have is Chulin Gemurin. Moses says, Tani Kabasa Be'Ravinya Prutra Be'Echanan. The Yom Lili says, Chulin. Why? Im lohidiyu, if the Jew did not tell you, it says clearly, im lohidiyu holach, holach v'shochat v'enedimla. If the seller did not tell you that the mother had a kid or not, so nishno, you could take it and shecht it. And then you don't have to worry about anything. So, what's a proof to Rabbi Yechon to say that for sure it's chulin, because it would have been the shalom of the chul, he would have told you. It is so lame. Let's say if you have a tiftah about the Rav who Shmuel Zvi Kasher on Rav and Shmuel, someone says no. Hosam b'moicha tal yimilsa. Hocho b'lakeyach tal yimilsa. When he was talking about the Mlo Yedil, Harlech v'Shachat, here's a moment chulin, that's about the four special times of the year that we know when you buy an animal, then you buy it l'shchita. So Rashi says, Hocham over there, b'moicha tal, it's all in the cellar. Shetzorach ledi, you have to notify you, because I mean the b'shchita chulin. Yemechem in Yom HaMiuchat Toin Cruz, Da'ayinu Yom HaMiuchat Abof Rokham Hashanah. Michod Mechor, Shetorin Mechor, that the seller has told everybody exactly what he's selling. Hocham v'yedav l'keach tal yimus, v'chsiv, that the korach of etzoncho, Shabahema Shaloi, all of Lafish Bechiros is your din. So therefore, the one that buys it, it could be the Mecha, doesn't have to sell it. He's over there, it's Halacha, the Mecha has to tell you. Because there's Halacha in the East of Isav Yesbenai. Like you should sell a lot of animals, you have to tell the people if you sold the mother today. Since you know these four times of the year, whoever buys the animal is going to shecht it. So therefore, you have to tell the buyer, be careful, I sold the mother already today, don't shecht the kid today if you sell the kid, if you sold them both the same day. Because of there, it's a din in the Mecha. But if you hilchus bechor is told in your behema, you're the lakeach, you bought it. So when you buy it, l'maisa, after you bought it, that's kedushas bechor, so it's told in you. So if it could be, wouldn't be a kash and Rav and Shmuel, or be the locho, if you buy it off another Jew, is he mechuyav to tell you or not? Lakopon advises the Stalach is like Rabbi Yechonin says, that Avadi have right to say the behema is achulin, because if it would have been a shalom bechor, of course the Mecha would have told you, le'afrushe meisurei. Now the Mishnah says, Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, behema gasa, a big behema is like a cow, a behema gasa, she'shofo charoras dam, if it lets out a klatz of dam, ha'rezu tikover, you're going to have to bury it. Uftur min abechor, if you have a suffix, maybe that's a vlad, and therefore the second one is potter min abechor. Rashi is a razor to cover, acharora. The asura banor, the shem of vlad zachor, maybe this dam here is a vlad zachor, shenimuk. The kohen has lucius bechor, be it's a yosoi. So therefore the clot of blood comes out, you have to be a mesupik, maybe that's a bechor, and therefore you have to bury the tos of banor, but that must for sure, the second one that comes out is potter min abechor. Toni Rabbi Chiya, einer metam, it's not metam, but it's clot of blood, loy b'magav, loy b'masa. Not if you touch it, not if you carry it. So Mora says, on the yachad, einer metam, once it's not metam, loy b'magav, loy b'masa. So who are you telling me, it's not a vlad? For sure there's no vlad. If so, a mighty cup, what do you have to bury it for? So Mora says, for the fast and more shniftum in Abchaira. Could be the main reason is only, not that the Kedusha is b'chor here and this clot of blood, but just that everybody should know that the mice, the second kid, will not be a b'chor. This is only enough to pop it from b'chor, but not that it's really considered like the mace, like the Uber, is here. Alright, we'll stop here.